Now, there are calls for the government to restore funding for ceiling hoists in the homes of people with disabilities and the homes of older people. The call comes this morning from Steve O'Mahony, who is the father of Alexis O'Mahony, who lives with her parents in Killarney in County Kerry. She has a number of different issues which requires a lot of care, as we've talked to Steve about before in the programme. Steve, good morning to you and thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Gerry, and thanks for having me again.
First of all, how's Alexis doing?
She's doing great. She's looking forward to going to school this Thursday. So seeing it's a fine day today, and with a last of the 3 days, we're going to head back west, I think, to maybe Vintry or somewhere that direction today, get the last of the summer sun.
Yeah, yeah, indeed. Like a number of people. Steve, tell me about the situation with the hoist. Alexis is growing. She's 6 years of age now.
Yeah, she's six and she's tall for six, and she's getting heavier all the time. And the thing is, she has, let's say, involuntary spasms of movement. So when you are lifting her, she's jumping around in your hands and all that sort of thing. And as I said there a few days ago, talking to someone, look, you're lifting a person like her once or twice is fine. But when you're doing it all day, it's a different kettle of fish. It takes its toll physically and of course, health and safety-wise is a big issue. So, as you know, this issue is dragging on with a long time now with no signs of a resolution just yet.
Yeah, what happened was, up until 2 years ago, funding for ceiling hoists was provided by local authorities under the Housing Adaptation Grant for older people and people with disability. In late 2020, the Department of Housing issued guidance to the local authorities stating that ceiling hoists could not be included or should not be included in the scheme. The purpose of the grant is to you know, I suppose, change the home and facilitate changes that are required to make it more suitable for a person with a physical, sensory or intellectual disability or mental health difficulties. It includes funding for adaptations such as works to make the home wheelchair accessible. Now, that guidance saying, look, this no longer qualifies, has left GE, I suppose, without help in the area.
Yes, us and lots of other people. I know it was raised with some councillors at a local level in Kerry before I became aware of it. And so it does affect a lot of people of all ages, elderly, young kids and every age. And it's coming up to 2 years now since the funding has been withdrawn as part of the suite of that scheme. I appreciate personally myself, sometimes these things need to be jigged around and there's issues that need to be sorted out with legislation, all that. I've no problem with that, but it certainly seems that, like I said last time to you, it's been putting the long finger, and I don't know the powers that be that are involved within the different departments that are trying to sort this. Are they that bothered at the end of the day? Look, they need to do what they need to do, but anytime this is brought up, and it has been brought up in the Dáil and different places in the media, it's the same old answer all the time. The latest answer in the last week was that the Department of Housing, Local Government and Heritage, it aims to reach a suitable resolution to this issue as soon as possible. The last few statements before that were in the coming months, which never happened.
Yeah.
And it's coming up to 2 years now, so it's affecting people. There's definitely health and safety risks. I mean, if you're in a private company, you have to do every sort of course and lifting courses,
yeah,
and everything
to make sure it's done safely.
Yeah, exactly. But here, where, look, in our house, we have a lot of workers, agency workers on behalf of the HSC. And as I say, it's getting quite dangerous.
Yeah, it certainly is. I look, the cost here, you're looking at maybe €5,000 plus to put it in?
Plus, that was about a year or more than a year ago. So I presume things have changed around a little bit in terms of that. But on the grand scheme of things, the amount of people since 2020 that would have qualified for these appliances, there is, of course, an application process and all that kind of stuff. But in the grand scheme of things, within health budgets and overall government budgets, it wouldn't be a massive amount of people or a massive amount of money for the people in the country that require this, even on an ongoing basis. You know, it's like I always say, it's not something that you just desire. It's something you need, you know, your family member.
And this goes for not just, you know, children with disabilities. This is particularly older people it's affecting in terms of having the hoist in their homes. So it affects quite a number of people in the county.
Yeah, all over the country, it's a national issue. And even speaking to people myself, and some TDs have told me that they have had people coming to their constituency offices where these people are, you know, sometimes people are afraid to talk, they're afraid to rock the boat or lose what they don't have. But for me, look, that's a complete wrong mindset. It's a basic need, and people with any disability at any age, their basic needs, look, they need to be looked after. You're actually saving the state quite a lot of money by caring for your family member at home rather than in state care. I know certain people that carers that get to a certain age and they're physically not able to mind their family members anymore and they have to apply for residential care. But as long as, you know, you want to mind your family member at home, they want to be a member of society, the social side of it, and this is a basic piece of equipment that is required to do everything, whether it's bedding, toileting, baths, changing, feeding, the list goes on. And of course, when carers are in the house, and it protects the health too of the primary health carer, which is my wife. There's a lot at stake in terms of it, and I think at this stage it's something they need to have a little bit better communication or give answers when they hope it's going to be sorted out, instead of just dragging the issue
long
out.
Finger. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Steve, listen, we'll leave it there. Thanks a million for outlining that for us on the program this morning.
And thank you so much again for having me.